In the Northern Territory intervention, now called Stronger Futures, welfare payments are partially quarantined for spending only on essentials like food and rent. Many Indigenous leaders and human rights activists across the nation have called the income management regime racist, but one Aboriginal group in South Australia, in South Australia's very remote northwest, is now pleading to be included. It's a move being led by the senior women of the APY lands, now being supported by the local Lands Council. Jeff Waters recently returned from the lands with this report.
Successive wet seasons have been kind to the centre. It's greener and softer than usual, and wildlife is everywhere. But this is no nirvana, especially for the women and children living in the remote communities here on the edge of the Great Victoria Desert. These are the lands of the Arnungu, the people, Pitjantjatjara and Yankutnjatjara. That's why it's called the APY lands. More isolated than most, these Indigenous communities have a strong sense of their own language and culture, but the senior women are worried.
We need help.
Yanyi Bandicher joined me to sit down with members of the Influential Women's Council, of which she is chairwoman.
It's not the kids skinny, but the community is skinny, with nothing, it's empty.
The women say they're fed up with a sort of violence, abuse and neglect that accompanies their poverty. Most of the community is on social security, and the cost of living here is much higher than in the city. And then there's the spending on sly grog, drugs and gambling. So Yanyi Bandicher and her council are calling for the sort of income management scheme that has caused division just over the border in the Northern Territory. The APY women are backed by their patron, Melbourne University Professor Marsha Langton.
This is like Darfur without the guns, without the militias. If we look at it from a child's point of view, they are living in terror.
Professor Langton is a supporter of income management, in spite of the fact many of her colleagues in academia and the Indigenous movement call income management a racist abuse of human rights.
If they are purported to have rights of self-determination, according to the Declaration on the Rights of Indigenous People, and they say that they want voluntary income management, then they are exercising their rights of self-determination.
It's taken them a while, but the Women's Council has finally secured the support of the APY Lands Council's chairman. The somewhat elusive Rex Jami agreed to a rare interview to voice his qualified support.
I think it's a good idea, but I think more should be more consultation with the Aboriginal people and let them know what means income management, so they've got to be clear on it.
And consultations have started. The Federal Indigenous Affairs Minister, Jenny Macklin, recently rolled out income management in a series of underprivileged areas outside of the Northern Territory. And she says she's happy to consider the APY request.
The message we're getting back from people is that they think income management would be useful, so that's certainly the message coming through.
But the Women's Council wants to take things a step further by applying income management to wage earners in the community as well. The reason why is explained by the council's coordinator, Andrea Mason.
Families operate as a collective, and so families are helping each other out. But if a person is on a wage, they're obviously receiving more money, and therefore they are under much more pressure to be able to help more people in their family. And that's sometimes in families that can provide a lot of pressure, but also disincentive for those who are working.
But quarantining the wages of workers is a step too far for Jenny Macklin.
We don't support that approach. I'm certainly aware that that view has been put. It was put to me personally when I was up in Oomua earlier this year. But we do provide other supports for people who are wage earners. So, and of course, if you're on wages, you can use various debit facilities that the banks offer. And that's really what the financial counsellors would help people do.
Indigenous Affairs Minister Jenny Macklin ending Jeff Waters' report in northwestern South Australia.